Production präsentiert Radio Beast. Erleben Sie wahre Geschichten, Kulturen und Musik osteuropäischer Länder.
Hello to all our English listeners. It is Radio Beast, where we talk about unique people's stories. We reveal also some creative ideas and also some news from Eastern European countries. Today, we invite to our program Violeta Pleshakova, who is a trainer, coach, speaker, and also a leader. She works with different individuals as well as local, national, and international. She's from Russia, and today she will share with us how to make your life better, and from creativity, productivity to spiritual life. She will lead us today during this hour. Violeta is already in our studio. Thanks for
Guten
coming.
Tag.
So the first question, I guess, would be maybe you will tell a little bit about yourself, from where you are, from where you come from, what are you doing in Berlin, actually, and then we will start to share the ideas and some other things how to make our life better.
Thank you for having me. My story is all under the headline of me searching for myself and finding myself. And my whole life, I have been longing for my truth. What is my calling? What is my purpose? What am I here to do? And how can I be the best me? And it was a rocky ride, so it didn't dawn on me one day that this is what I'm going to be doing. And I grew up in Moscow. I have a lovely family. We would always gather around our dinner table and talk about books and psychology and philosophy. So I grew up in this spirit of self-discovery. It was natural to me. But when the time came for me to choose my path and to choose what I'm going to study, everything went kind of tricky. Because, see, I believe for me, like for many other young people in Russia and everywhere around the world, one big theme is security. How do I fit in? And I was simply too young and too scared to follow my path. I wanted to study psychology and philosophy, but all the adult people around me, they said, hey, but how are you going to make money with philosophy? And you are kind of crazy enough with all your books and philosophical questions, so go study something real. And then I succumbed and I resolved to study project management and political science. However, I was good enough to get into the best university in Russia and I finished top of my class. I was very active in student life, so I developed my leadership skills. And then when I graduated, I was 21. We finished quite early in Russia. And then again, next question, what do I do with my life? Everyone around me was getting a job, even getting a family, getting a baby. This was the normal linear life path, and nowadays in Russia it is like this. Young people finish school, they start a family, and there is very little time left for really exploring and diving deep. And then very often at some point they hit midlife crisis and identity crisis. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to follow this path. I want to experiment. I want to see the world. And that's how I ended up in Germany. I decided that I want to study more and follow the academic path. So I thought, why don't I do another master's program in public policy? And why don't I change the world and go work at the United Nations and things like that? I was kind of idealistic and still full of my philosophical inclinations. And I actually applied for this program at the University of Erfurt. It's called Willy Brandt School of Public Policy. Mm-hmm. I applied last minute. My application was the last one they got, and they were so happy to have me, to have an extra student. And then I landed in Erfurt in Germany with a big suitcase that got lost along the way. Mm-hmm. I knew zero people. I had no apartment to live in, and I started my life from scratch. And I learned to be independent. I learned to organize my life, to find an apartment, to handle breakdowns, to study, to make new friends. And I think it really opened my heart to the world, and it opened my mind.
But how odd actually you were when you understand that to be a life coach, it's this exactly what you want to do in life. How did you come to this idea to be a life coach?
It was what people call serendipity. This word means unexpected connection or unexpected moment where some divine intervention happens or whatever you want to call it. So I finished my studies and I decided to not work for the United Nations, so I moved to Berlin. I felt a calling for this city. It's so dynamic. There is so much to do. And I was doing an internship in the area of consulting. I was at a very beautiful think tank with amazing people, and they told me that there is such thing as coaching. And then I just started Googling, and one day, here I sit, I'm Googling different coach trainings, and here comes creative consciousness. Mm-hmm. I had to read only a couple of sentences about it. It brought back all my previous interests in psychology, philosophy, my talks with my grandfather about the meaning of life and things like that. And I felt this is for me. So I did the training in Holland, in Maastricht, and I was invited to do an internship with Creative Consciousness in Cape Town in South Africa. And the more I got into it, the more value I got simply for my life. I was more clear and I could learn more about myself, to open myself more to people, to explore new domains. And I realized that this is just everything coming together. It's my passion for philosophy, it's my passion for psychology, and it is my passion for leadership and for helping people. So it was simply so clear, I could not follow the path. So Creative Consciousness is an international coach training and personal development organization. They are active in South Africa, the Netherlands, Belgium, currently also in Russia, and of course here in Germany, in Berlin. And Creative Consciousness' main focus is a personal development training. It's called Master One. Master One, a new state of consciousness. And it's a 4-day process. And this was my first personal development training ever as a participant and first step to becoming a coach. I did my training in January, 5 years ago, in 2010 in Maastricht. And before this training, I was challenged with regards to following my truth and knowing what is it that I really want, not what my parents want, not what society wants, not is what is expected. I was clueless with regard to how do I bring out my unique gifts and also earn money with it and create a living and make a difference. And on a more personal level, I was insecure when it came to friendships and social relationships. I was still stuck in a very incomplete relationship in my personal life. So there were some open files. I did not feel that I'm clear. So I show up for this 4-day training. I see Dutch people. I don't know anybody. They all speak in Dutch. I didn't speak Dutch at the moment yet. And then I see a team of trainers. The creator of the work, Mark Steinbeck, was leading it. And there were a couple of other trainers from South Africa, from Holland. And it was also interesting. There were a lot of inquiries where they would share information about core subjects like consciousness or our emotions or our energy and so on and so forth. And this for me was like paradise because I love talking about this. And then we had a lot of exercises where we could experience what all this knowledge means for our life. Since see, just talking about things is pointless if you don't give participants the real experience. And the same when you want to train somebody to become a coach, they need to feel what it means to be coached. Then they are in the position to give it to the client. And there were many exercises that really pushed my buttons and challenged me a lot, but that was good. It meant that I'm doing the work, that something is shifting inside. So the outcome of all of this was I came back to Berlin, and the very same night I had dinner with a couple of friends, and then my friend asked me, "Oh my God, Violetta, what happened? Did you fall in love?" I said, "Yes, with myself." That was the main outcome of the training, and it has given me so much in terms of clarity on what I want to do with my life, and I think this is invaluable.
Do you think that the most important thing actually is to be in love with yourself, to be on the path, to start this path of transforming your life for better?
Sunny, you're spot on, exactly. I believe that only to the degree you love yourself, you can love somebody else. You can only give others that what you have. You can't give what you don't have. If you want peace for the world, you got to cultivate it inside. Otherwise, it would be inauthentic and fake.
But I think some of them actually have the problem with this stuff, you know, to loving yourself. Sometimes, even if we make ourselves some, let's say, expensive gifts, we also feel sometimes even guilty that we are doing not for our relatives, but only for us. So how maybe you have some advices how to overcome this? I think a lot of people who listen to us also have this. I have this.
I have this as well. It's a daily struggle. I would be lying if I would say that I love myself all the time and I never feel guilty. And what I would suggest to our audience and to everyone who wants to move forward with this is to start asking yourself questions. Start challenging your beliefs. See, we grow up in a society that conditions us to be in a particular way. We learn to believe things that are not necessarily true about us. At school, they give you a bad grade and you conclude, "I'm not good enough." Your parents don't give you the love you want and you conclude, "I'm not worthy." And those ideas, they start living in us as beliefs. And see, beliefs create our reality. What you believe is true about yourself, you will feel. And I think it's very important to question these beliefs. So when you find yourself thinking, "I don't deserve," then ask yourself, is this the absolute truth? Or is it true that I just have this thought? And then you start asking yourself those questions and you realize that this belief was made up by your ego or by a collective conditioning long time ago. It has nothing to do with the present moment. And just coming back coming back to the present moment and asking yourself those questions and connecting with just life itself. When you are connected with life itself and just living and experiencing, you let flow come in.
But don't you think sometimes it's also very difficult to figure out what you really want? Because it seems like, oh, I want this, but no, this, my friend has something better. I want this exactly what my friend had. And it's somehow you are arguing inside of you that it's hard to find out what I really want. And actually, how to do this? What would be your advice?
This is a tricky point. So you say it's hard to find out what I really want. Notice this in itself is already a belief. Mm-hmm. So if I believe that it's hard to find what I want, guess how it will make me feel? I will feel hard. But on a different note, to answer in a serious way to your question, yeah, we are bombarded with conflicting messages. It's a challenge to not compare ourselves to others. Now, how can we come back to our truth is the question that drives me the most in my work as a trainer and coach and in my personal life as well. Truth is my number one item on my wish list. And what I find is very important is to realize that our psychology and our internal world is very dynamic and it's complex. We are not one-sided beings. Sometimes we're clear, sometimes we're not. There is part of me that wants to have this piece of cake and the other part says, no, you promise no sugar, you know?
Yeah,
I think many people can relate to that. One part of me says, become a coach. The other part says, nah, maybe it's not a good idea, you see? And then it's all about which one do you choose to listen to? That's where creative consciousness comes in with the idea of being conscious. Mm-hmm. When you're conscious, you can see all your voices, all your contradictions, all your beliefs, inner dialogues, conflicts. You can see them laid out for you on a table. And then you can see that actually there is something even bigger behind all that. Because I'm aware of my conflict. It means that I'm not the conflict. I'm not my thoughts. I don't equal my thoughts. I also don't equal my emotions, although I have them. And to be able just to observe all this and come back to this point of stillness gives me, and I believe everyone, this power to create this gap between the turmoil that we have inside and just stop for a moment and observe and make decisions and choices from a more conscious place.
This is the most difficult part. By the way, some of the life coaches, they tell that sometimes if it's for you so difficult to figure out, you can write down the things or you can make something like visualization board. What you can say about this? Is it really helpful, this technique?
I personally think that whatever works for you, absolutely do it. There is no one size fits all. Me personally, I love to journal. From beginning of the year until now, I have already used up 4 journals, and I just do it on a daily basis. Some people love working with affirmations. I love the work of Louise Hay and her book, You Can Heal Your Life. It's an amazing book. Some people make beautiful visualization boards. I like to pin images on Pinterest. So do whatever works. However, I do believe that actually, although these are very helpful things, major work happens inside, and for that, nothing is needed. You can do this inner work, inner dialogue. You can do that when you are traveling on a tram or just going for a walk. You can do that all the time.
Yeah, just not to be boring. Like that we are only talking, we will also hear some music a little bit. I will remind to all our listeners who just joined us, it's Radio Beast, and today we speak with a life coach, Violeta Pleshakova. She's from Russia, but currently she's working in Berlin for creative consciousness. Creative consciousness is a German. We will talk about this a little bit later. Now we will hear music. Join us. It's a very interesting program today. Who can transform your life for better?
Thank you.
Creative consciousness is a method, and creative consciousness is simply an arrangement of the vast, vast field of personal development knowledge and tools that is available in the world. Creative consciousness is a mix between different paradigms. A lot is taken from Eastern philosophy, the wealth of knowledge that we have from the East, plus some classical Western philosophy, and a little bit of brain science and knowledge about how human being ticks. However, creative consciousness is special because it gives you hands-on tools, not just abstract knowledge, but hands-on tools and real holistic transformation and change by taking you on a journey. Come to our training, you get confronted with anything in you that stops you from having the life you want. Our job is to show you how you tick, what got you to be the way you are now, and empower you with real tools and processes that you can use not only during the training but also in your everyday life. These tools will help you remove the limitations and move towards the life that you want. And see, I know that there are many, many methods and schools, and everyone would claim that they are special. And I believe that results speak for themselves. I can describe how it looks like, but I'd rather share with you some stories from people who come to us. Very often people come to us when they are not sure what to do next with their life. And we have had students from the age of 16 to the age of 75. So the spectrum is very, very broad. Here in Berlin, we tend to attract a lot of young people who are in their late 20s, early 30s, and they are looking for a change in life. And see, many people who come to us, they simply realize that they are not living the life they want, and they are done with it. They want to finally feel authentic, they want to feel real, and of course they want to feel happy. And they know that simply thinking about it, using the mind or some tricks, some positive thinking, this and that, it's not really doing the job because there are some deeper layers in human psychology that need to be worked on. So with creative consciousness, we go really deep. We unravel all the limiting beliefs and programs and conditioning that sits in, that has become part of us, that is so cellular, and we take it out and we show you that this is not who you are. We help you to find your truth. We don't tell you what the truth is. We are non-dogmatic in any way. We are not an ideology or anything like that. We are just holding the space. We are asking you questions. We're giving you processes, and we're challenging you to look for yourself. And we just help you to shift from being reactive and living from the past, how you have known yourself to be, into creation. That's why it's called creative consciousness, creation of the life that you want. Thank you. When we are having our training, must-win 4-day training, a lot is going on. It's a roller coaster ride. People are having good times, not so good times, and very good times. And we always end with absolute love and light and upliftment in the room. And in the process, people are challenged. I'm telling you the truth. So it's not all roses, you know. When you're doing personal development, you hit sometimes some dark places where you need to forgive some stuff. You need to let go of stuff. You need to acknowledge stuff. You need to have experiences that don't feel good for the ego, but you know that they are good for you because they are cleaning out all that you don't need. And I have been lucky to deliver trainings on several continents. I've seen South Africans, I've seen people in India, I've seen people in the Netherlands, people in Russia, people in Germany. Overall, we had, I counted once, over 30 different nationalities overall on our trainings. And you know what? Amazing thing is, although cultural conditioning and social norms are different in all those places, human emotions are still the same. South Africans don't cry in a different way than the Dutch. And Russians are not smiling differently than Germans. And ultimately, it's the full spectrum of human emotions, from love to hate. And what I always sense is the result is a huge sense of release and relief. It's like, a burden is falling off my shoulders. I don't need to carry this past with me any longer. I don't need to be a slave of my little thoughts or limiting beliefs. I'm feeling more free and I'm feeling inspired and I have more self-confidence and more self-love. This is generally the atmosphere on the last day of the training.
For you, as for a coach, you all the time, you need to be like, let's say, not happy, maybe all the time not happy, but you should have this motivation. And from where, what is your source of the optimism that you have and that you bring to people? How you, what turns you on and how you keep it in you to bring to others?
Love your question. My main source of energy, motivation, inspiration is life itself. I believe that when we are connected with life, you can call it the universe, we call it the whole, some people call it God, and it doesn't matter how you call it, but I just call it life itself. When you're connected with this, you are unstoppable. I believe that there is endless energy available to us at any moment. The only thing that is needed is to connect with it. And I personally, what I do is, I start every morning with what we call in creative consciousness CEO meeting with yourself. So
what does mean exactly?
CEO, chief executive officer, you know, like okay. Top boss in a company would have meeting with employees. I have this meeting with myself. I believe it's essential to take this 5 to 10 minutes just with myself to kickstart my day. And I do it sometimes when I'm in the shower. And I meditate a little bit every morning. And I just sit down and I create my day in my consciousness. I create my context. I just decide what I want to experience today. I get myself grounded. I just prepare, I journal sometimes. And I also believe that it's important to take a lot of space to just reconnect. Our lives are so busy. I schedule for myself do nothing days where I really do nothing. I just hang out in my house, read books, connect with my cat, who is always a source of inspiration, or I go to nature. But I would say as a tip to the audience, just do daily meeting with yourself and see what difference it makes for your life when you do it consistently, when you take every day 10 minutes before you rush off into the busy life and just sit down with yourself. If you want to meditate, cool. If you want to look out of the window, cool. Whatever it takes, but just to have this connection point with yourself, I think is crucial.
What do you think? What are the best techniques for the people to get closer to themselves? You said that you are in the shower, you are thinking what your day would be like. What you can recommend, 3 techniques that are really can help people to get closer to themselves, that they really work?
Let's see, my top 3. I will give you some creative consciousness little tricks that we teach in detail at our trainings. Number one is something that we call core energy. We dedicate the entire day to look into core energy of a human being, and we teach you to transform anger into passion. Anger has very bad reputation in our society, obviously, because we never learn how to deal with it constructively. And I think it's a great tool when you find yourself angry. Take this energy and look, where can I channel it? What is my current project? What is my current passion? So instead of screaming at people or becoming destructive, just take this in, be happy because you're so energized when you're angry, and just channel it into something positive, like go clean your house or go write a marketing plan, whatever that is. So I do that all the time. When I feel anger is happening, I channel it. That's number one. Number two, a great tool is to watch when you are getting reactive. You know how annoying it can get when somebody bugs you or when there is a trigger? You know what I mean?
Not really. Can you explain?
On a daily basis, we are sometimes confronted and we get reactive when we say things that we later on regret.
Or dabble all the time.
Yeah. Or when we find that we are not being our best self, what to do in those moments. And we have a great tool here. It's simply just stop for a moment. Stop for a moment and just leave the reactive domain. See, like, okay, I'm reacting now. I'm in La La Land. I got myself again into my pattern, into my story of whatever. And just stop it. Just say, no, I'm not going to go there. This, of course, requires some discipline, but you can train yourself to just watch your patterns, watch what is happening in you, and shift from reaction to creation, from reaction to creation. Just make a choice. And one more thing that I want to add is, I think it's super important to be connected with our body. So I think it's so crucial to include some practice that gets you into the body. Be that yoga, I do a lot of yoga. Be that running, I also love to run. Be that dancing, whatever works for you. But to have those moments in your week and in your day when you can really get into the body and into yourself. Because we need that. We are living our lives in the body. So we got to keep it going, keep it connected.
So it was free advice from Violeta Pleshakova. I always forget your surname. Violeta Pleshakova, the life coach, who just told us three quick tips how to stay connected to yourself. It was like stay active, forget about the anger, and be creative, something like this. All the details you can hear on our website, which is www.beastproduction.eu.
I believe it's very important to create conscious education system. And it's very important to have this discussion about how do we bring up our children in a more conscious way. See, it's when we are young that we are most vulnerable. It's when we are young when we get impacted by society. And it's when we are young that we have a chance to really get to know ourselves. Me personally, what I'm most angry about in our world is that young people don't follow their passion, but rather go and fit themselves into a box, and then they live lives that are not authentic and that are not happy. I believe if we would simply give our young people, when they are 15 years old, when they are about to choose the path in life, if we would give them the space to really experiment and look deeply into who am I? What is my unique purpose in this life? What are my talents? What do I enjoy doing? If we would give them this space and then just let them free to do what they choose, we would have a more happy society, because then everybody would be doing what they love and there would be no conflicts at workplace or people who hate their job, because they simply would be people who are doing the job that is not right for them. And my colleagues in the Netherlands have actually started giving workshops for teenagers, and they have been very successful with this. They get them together and just engage in discussion about consciousness and creativity and choosing a purpose. In South Africa, Creative Consciousness has once given a training for teachers of a big school. So we are tapping into this area, and we have a lot of parents who are coming to our trainings, and they use some awareness methods with their kids. So I believe it is happening, and I'm very much in support of this. I think a lot is possible here. And what I believe in is that change starts with people. If we want to change a company, and Creative Consciousness has corporate products as well, we go to companies and we help them be more conscious at workplace. In South Africa, they go to the biggest bank of South Africa and they teach them coaching. So top executives are learning coaching methods with their employees. I think things like that, they really penetrate into different domains of society. And I think essentially, the more people learn consciousness tools and the more people learn to be self-reflective, aware, creative, and not respond in a reactive way, the healthier our communities become. So whenever one of us is changing, then everyone around is also changing. It has a ripple effect. I believe in that. And in the end, we are all connected anyway. So if consciousness explodes in Berlin, I'm sure it will send a wave towards Hamburg and Paris and whatnot. So I think just bit by bit, when people are waking up in our world and just asking themselves powerful questions and living their purpose, then we are impacting the rest of the world inevitably.
I have another question. You work with individuals, with group, you just said. I'm interested, for example, a lot of people said that, I want to change my life. I'm not satisfied with my job. But I don't know from where to start. I don't have money for this, for taking a coach. I don't have, some other tools, and I don't have even time. I don't know from where to start. What would you say to those people who wanted to change their life in some way? But they always say, we don't know even from where to start, how to do this.
In this case, I would ask them one very simple question. How much do you want it? I'm absolutely convinced that the number one thing to change your life, to find your purpose, whatever it is willingness. It's not money, it's not time, it's not knowing what to do, it is being willing and having the commitment to initiate the process. See, when you are committed and when internally you decide, I am going to change things, I am done with my old ways, from now on it's going to be different. I don't know how, I don't know through what, but as long as I'm willing, things start to line up. Because see, when a person is in the commitment and in this inspired action to create change, they start seeing the world in a different way. Suddenly, they will notice an article in the magazine that they before wouldn't even consider reading. Or they would start making new friends. They would start going to free events. We, Creative Consciousness in Berlin, are giving regular info evenings absolutely for free, or workshops that are very, very cheap and affordable to everyone. We organize meetups where people can come and learn something. And I think as long as someone is willing, they will find tons of stuff. In our days of Web 2.0 in the internet, you can find so much absolutely for free online. We didn't have that luxury 10 years ago, but now it's all over the place. I think spirituality is really growing in the world. And this is amazing. I'm so happy that this is happening and people have easy access. As long as they are willing, they will be good.
So, our listeners, you just need really to decide that you want a change. And then from this point to go further. So I think we will listen a little bit music, a little bit relaxation music. Then we will be back to our studio on Radio Alex. It's Radio B. Stay with us. Today we have a very interesting program, How to Change Your Life. We are back in the studio of Radio Beast. Today by us is our guest Violeta Plyushakova, who is a trainer, coach, speaker and leader. And we are talking about interesting techniques and a lot of other stuff, how to change your life if you want to get better in the things you want to achieve. And my next question to Violeta would be, you just say before we listen to the music that the company where you are working, Creative Consciousness, it's called, in Berlin, you organize some free evenings for people to that they can go there to make some introduction to all of this life coaching, let's say. And also you have some workshops. I would like to ask where we could find the information about this and approximately how much it will cost per person per event.
Very happy to share. In Creative Consciousness, we decided that it's very important for people to first experience our work before they decide to sign up for our trainings. Especially for those who have never done a personal development training. They go like, ooh, what is this thing? What is going to happen to me? Are you going to brainwash me? No, we're not going to brainwash you. But we think it's very important to give people a really a taste of what is going on. That's why we have small evenings when you can come and join us for a couple of hours and experience some coaching spot on and some interesting discussions and so on. And next one is coming up on 2nd of April. It's called What Are Your Dreams Made Of? We're going to dive into this question and we're going to inspire you and challenge you. And it's going to happen at Meet on Konstanzer Straße 15A. Mm-hmm. And you can find all the details on our website, creativeconsciousness.de. We always update events so you can find it there. And it's for very low cost. And this one is going to be €9 or €10, something like that. and we will schedule follow-up workshops as well. Normally, we dive into very relevant questions. How to get what you want? Mm-hmm. How to find your purpose? How to coach yourself? We always come up with new ideas because we have a lot of feedback from our students, from our network. We simply look, what do people need? And then we organize a small workshop. I'm now developing a workshop that is called The Art of Showing Up, How to Step into Your Greatness. Okay. I will keep you posted. It will be on the website when the details are finalized. And our Key Training Master 1 New State of Consciousness is taking place 4 times per year. And next one is happening in Berlin in May, from May 21 till May 24. You can have a look at our website, creativeconsciousness.de, for details and registration. And I invite you all to join us. I believe that when I'm in the position of a coach or a trainer, I transform as much as my coachee or my participant. It's a mirror process. When I'm coaching a client over a number of sessions, when we are together for a couple of months, very often I notice that people who come to me have exactly the same issues that I just finished working on. And now I have the reference point to really get what they're going through. And very often they bring up themes that are relevant for my life as well. And then I'm challenged to grow as well, because my client can go only as far as I have gone. I have it in my being. I have it in my presence. And when I'm leading a training, it's normally a very dynamic process as well. It's 4 days. It's very intense. I wake up at 5:30 and go to bed at 11 if I'm lucky, because there is a lot to prepare, to discuss with the team. And for me, it's always a very humbling experience. Really, really humbling experience when I get to see that human emotions are so diverse and all of us share deep down same feelings. And even when I stand there as a trainer, it doesn't mean that I'm better or that I'm more advanced. It simply means that I have the skills and I dedicated my life to this. But I myself, I'm continuously reminded and challenged to walk the talk. I think this is essential, and that's what I train my trainer assistants to do as well. It's key.
For you personally, how difficult is to work with young people or with the older one, with the old audience? And what is challenging in your work since you started?
See, I believe I was lucky to come across coaching and to find my path in life when I was 24. I started when I was 24, so I'm 29 now. I don't make my age a secret. You can see it publicly on Facebook anyway. And I'm proud that this happened to me. I don't agree that you need years and years and years of experience before you can dare coach someone. I think that what is important is the impact I create. I had trainings where I had people who are the age of my grandfather, and they respected me and they got a lot of value from the training with me. I believe that it's not the content of my life that matters, but my ability to really connect to the source of all knowledge, to connect to deep inner wisdom, which is timeless, and to deliver from this place. As long as I'm someone who is connected to this deeper truth, people get that as well. It doesn't matter how old or young you are. And for me, age doesn't matter. It's simply the age of the years you have spent on this planet. Somebody longer, somebody shorter. What matters is how you have been using those years. And I consider myself lucky, as said, that I didn't have to take a detour and come back to this when I'm 50. I saw my past. I followed it. I went really intense and full out. And this is what matters the most to me. And just personally, in my coaching, I attract a lot of young women. Specifically, this is my passion, to work with young women and to empower them. And I believe they simply have a resonance with me because I've been through what they're going through at the moment. What I notice is that when people leave the training, when they get out of Master One, they're very inspired, they're full of energy, and then they confront real life. So they are faced with challenges which provoke further growth. And we stay very close with our graduates. We have a closed community on Facebook for creative consciousness graduates from all over the world, where people can ask questions and then they receive support from the community and from trainers. In Berlin, we have regular get-togethers where people can come and network and meet and just share. We have something that is called Creative Community, where one of our trainers is holding the space and our graduates can come and share their challenges. So we don't leave them alone. We organize events and we are always available. We want to support them. And many of them just choose to continue the path. They realize that it's not a once off. You continue learning until you die. That's the path. You are never done. Transformation is a never done deal, it's said. For trainers, for coaches, for everyone. We say coaching is a way of life. Coaching is not a profession for me. It's not a skill set and it's not a nice diploma that I can put on my wall. For me, coaching is an attitude. For me, coaching is something that I do when I go to the shop, when I talk to my hairdresser, when I'm traveling or anything. It is coaching as a way of life, is seeing the best in everyone and holding everyone capable. And also seeing the best in me and evoking the best in me and never stopping, asking questions, seeking empowerment and bringing out my unique gifts and talents. So it is a way of life, it's a way of being, and it's, I would say, also an exploration and an adventure.
Do you think that basically everyone can become a life coach?
Yes.
What exactly the skills you need? Like leadership, it's clear. I think so. You should be a leader. What else?
I think the most important skill is not really a skill. It is, again, as I said earlier, it's willingness to learn. Mm-hmm. And for becoming a coach, it is the desire to confront yourself, the desire to go deep and dig into the core. It's being okay with being challenged. It's being okay with discovering things about you that you don't like. It's being okay with forgiving yourself. It's being okay with forgiving others. As long as you are ready to go deep, then you can change yourself, transform yourself, and then you can give this to your clients. And I think that coaching is mostly in who you are being, how you see people. And only on top of that come the tools. See, the tools and tricks, you can learn from a book. Anybody can buy a book, How to Become a Coach or Coaching for Dummies or something like that. But will that make you a coach? No, it will only make you look like a coach. But if internally, deep inside, you hate people and you believe that you are not worthy and everyone around you is stupid and you have learned 500 wonderful questions that you're now going to shoot at people, it's not going to help anything. So the real work happens in the being. And that's how we train coaches in creative consciousness. I believe this is what makes us really different from other coaching schools. We put the emphasis on the inner work of a coach. When you have absolutely clear space, then you receive your client from the space of clarity and purity. You don't project your stuff on the client. You don't push them into any direction. You don't need to prove a point or make them believe and subscribe to your life philosophy or something like that. Mm-hmm. You are just there absolutely empty, just connected to deep wisdom and asking them questions, holding them accountable and evoking the best in them.
And very, very short, because I think we are already running out of the time. What would you wish for yourself and for our listeners who would like to start from somewhere, like to become a coach and to change their life?
First, what I wish for myself. What I wish for myself is to continue living and exploring my truth, to never compromise, to trust myself. This was one of my hardest lessons, to learn to trust myself and not somebody else. And what I want to leave you with, everyone who is listening, is the invitation to ask yourself, what is true for me? If I were completely free to do anything I want with my life, what would I do? See, you can figure it out. Limitations can be removed. Obstacles can be tackled. We can support you with that gladly. But what matters is your inner passion and your desire and you being willing to walk the path and to find your calling and to live a life that is true.
Thank you a lot. By us today was Violeta Pleshakova with Radio Beast. And you can find all of this interview and all our talk on our website, which is beastproduction.eu. Thank you for coming to our studio, Violeta.
Thank you for having me.
Just wanted to add that you can also follow us on Twitter and in Facebook. So Beast Production, just look for it.